This is Audible.
Adeptus Mechanicus, Tech Priest, written by Rob Sanders, read by Toby Long. Selected. Dentrica 1 of 3. Engage neural congress. Wireless autoshunt acquired. Uploading. Data storm. Omnid Tokora waited for the heavy elevator doors to shudder aside. As they did, the darkened diagnostic quorum chamber was revealed to the Magos Explorator. The bridge of the Maestral was the nexus from which the Ark cruiser was controlled, but the might of the Adeptus Mechanicus army that fought on the world below was coordinated here. Tokora strode from the elevator, the car sighing as the tech priest's monstrous metal form departed. With the clunk of heavy steps, Tokora crossed the chamber. While the Magos Explorator's organic body was but a cable-interfaced sack of spoiling meat, the machine god had made Tokora much more. As he had explored the most lethal corners of the galaxy and fought the enemies of the Omnisire over trinkets and ancient technologies, the tech priest had indeed become less and less of a man. He had not only lost limbs and the function of flesh, he had been stripped of his humanity. But what the Xenos had taken from Omnid Tokora, the Omnisire had replaced and enhanced. The Magos Explorator was no longer human. He had become something beyond such constraints. He had transcended the limitation of base organics to assume an aspect of the machine god himself. The ghoulishness of Tokora's cadaverous features sat within the darkness of his robes, hidden by the blinding intensity of his blaze-blue optics. His butchered body had travelled to the far reaches of the galaxy and had been chewed up and spat back at the Adeptus Mechanicus for augmentation. Now, it was a punctured nest of cables, pipes, and lines. About the stench, the withered flesh and wired bones, Omnid Tokora wore the glory of metal and intricate workings. Like an armored sarcophagus, a suit of clinker plate and heavy hydraulics enveloped him. Mechanical legs carried the deck-denting progress of his form. Brute appendage cradles supported the weight of stowed heavy weaponry. An armored hood of overlapping plates extended over his cranium like a mechanical headdress. To some, Omnid Tokora was a metal monster, a servant of the Omnisire, so consumed with the holy quest for knowledge that he had forsaken much of his mind for the processing power of supercogitators, auspexes, and meme banks. He had become a stomping, whirring, crackling priest machine, whose reactor, when it fired, drowned out the insignificance of lesser constructs with its thunder. To others, Tokora was exactly what the Great Maker intended for the galaxy. An itinerant idol. The brutal fusion of flesh, feeble from the womb, and the Omnisire's glorious workings. As the Baroque tech priest wound his way between the rune banks and phylactic console interfaces, he trailed the oil-stained length of his accommodating robes. The chamber was a silent hive of God-fearing industry. Servitors, masked and robed, moved about the nests of rune banks, running cables and plugging their masters into the labyrinthine network of feeds that draped from the ceiling and snaked through the consoles. Cyber cherubim descended in a small flock about Omnid Tokora. The drones swooped about the monstrous Magos on engineered wings, attending to his needs. They varied in size and appearance, from infant cherubs to flapping, fetal constructs. Each dragged an interface or length of cable and began porting their master into the phylactic of information that flowed through the diagnostic quorum. Magi, logisti, and the tech priests of the diagnostic quorum were hard at work, their minds connected to those of the Mechanicus's servants throughout the fleet and fighting on the planet below. The dark chamber boasted no ports or windows, for the priests of the diagnostic quorum saw the bloody wonders of battle through thousands of optics, omnispectrals, and interfaced eyeballs. Through their rune banks they devoured the hard data fed to them from vein arrays, tethers, and stream umbilicals. The thoughts of Skatari soldiers were theirs to know. The havoc of battle, victory, and death was to them a torrent that reduced the pict-streamed, the chemical, and experiential to cold data. Data to be processed, amassed, and collated. Unlike the runebank-interfaced tech priests, Omnid Tokora did not require a throne and console. He was his own walking runebank. His auxiliary appendages slipped out from his robes, and their multi-digits went to frenetic work across the cogitators and logic engines housed within the armored pulpit that projected from the priest machine's chest. With his flock of cherubim circling, porting, and interfacing, the Magos Explorator came to a halt at the hub of the dark chamber. As his diagnostic quorum of priests monitored the battle below, from every apocalyptic cannon crash to the flash of each targeting reticule, Omnid Tokora in turn monitored them. Through the cybernetic forces of the Adeptus Mechanicus, the priests saw all, felt all, and knew all. Through the diagnostic quorum, Omnid Tokora came to know even more. Through them he advised and guided Skatari soldiers. He became a conduit for the motive force and, when the occasion demanded such measures, he would become one with the servants of the Adeptus Mechanicus. He was a puppet master for whom the cybernetics of Skatari officers and soldiers were armor to wear and weapons to wield.
"Engage Neural Congress," Tokora announced through the priestly consciousness of the chamber. "Wireless auto-shunt acquired. Upload."
Tokora's mind became a feverish constellation of thoughts, imperatives, and raw data. The tech priest's supercogitators tamed the torrent of info streams, the blizzard of pick feeds, and omnispectral miasma. It was a searing privilege to experience the machine god's holy war through so many optics, augers, and targeters, to comprehend the motive force through an unfolding data storm of events, both planet-shattering and inconsequential. It was how Tokora imagined the Omnisire experienced the galaxy, through the hallowed workings of all true constructs at once and in glorious union. It had been half a year, Martian standard, since Omnid Tokora had initiated the attack on Vulcanus Magna. As the warp storm of the great Gaia had retreated, the Forge world had been revealed like a treasure over which the Dark Mechanicum and the traitor space marines of the Iron Warriors had fought. Now the indomitable forces of the Adeptus Mechanicus contested the world. Furnished with the precious data of an expendable and exploratory attack, Tokora's forces now fought both the subjugated Mechanicum and their Iron Warriors' overlords. For 344 days, the Adeptus Mechanicus had taken the fight to the tainted, the machine corrupted, and the chaos pledged. For 344 days, Omnid Tokora had taken his station in the diagnostic quorum of the Arc Cruiser Maestral and led his Skatari legions, his engines of mass destruction, and his priest militant in battle. Like plucking a star from a cosmos of consciousnesses, Omnid Tokora selected one of his soldiers. The tech priest could immerse himself in the Skatarius, while at the same time monitoring all others. Ballisterius First Class Unix 77 Endosec was a gunner riding out the undulations of his Ironstrider engine. The Walker, its monotask servitor driver and Endosec, belonged to the Novo 92 Sagittariac. The unit was making progress through the assembly avenues of the Grya Mactoria. As the Walkers stalked past the wreckage of half-constructed battle tanks and the possessed macro-machinery assembling them, they were fired upon by warped gun servitors and hench units of the Dark Mechanicum. Still responding to the darkness of their active protocols, the polluted constructs tried their best to defend the smoldering, battle-smashed installation. Leading the column of Ironstrider engines, Unix 77 Endosec's roving omnispectral beams stabbed through the smoke and darkness, searching for targets. Dark Mechanicum followers were taking cover behind the shattered shells of tanks, sheltering among the corrugated rooftops and taking aim from within stilt-mounted observation pods that still stood along the length of the assembly avenue. acquiring each in turn 77 endosec, dispatched them with cold precision. The Grya Mactoria echoed with the lonely blast of single autocannon shells. The twin barrels of the Cognis weaponry had the capability to turn vehicles and buildings into shot-shattered wrecks with fully automatic streams of devastating gunfire. Such tactics were considered a waste of time and ammunition without necessity, and the Ballisterius First Class opted for the searing accuracy of single shots, blasted alternately from each barrel. Each round tore through the mangled metal of cover, through buckled doors and the spiked barricades of roof-mounted forts and emplacements. The rabid gunfire and code shrieks of the enemy fell silent, as one by one the rounds turned the tainted into streaks of streaming gore across metal and rockcrete. Hunchbacked installation thralls burst forth from a reinforced control cabin at the Iron Strider engine's feet, blasting sickly beams up at UNIX 77 Endosec from their Baroque las rifles. The Iron Strider Ballistari would not be stopped, however. Hauling their grips and triggers up and pushing the barrels of the autocannons down towards the ground, the Novo 9-2 Sagittariac chewed up the miserable thralls with monstrous gunfire. Urging his servitor driver and Iron Strider engine on, 77 Endosec stepped down on a malformed menial who was slapping his malfunctioning rifle with a palm. Leaving the mound of pulverized bone and flesh in its wake, the engine strode on, with the Ballistarius blasting gun servitors from overhead wire walkways. Omnid Tokora allowed himself to drift, his phylactic presence moving from construct consciousness to construct consciousness, blinking between the optics and augurs of Skatari soldiers. The Magos Explorator saw a planet at war. From the ground, through the shaky pict streams and spooling data, Tokora watched the servants of the Dark Mechanicum die. He watched Skatari macroclades stoically advance through the twisted metal, demolished structures, and cybernetic cadavers of the ruinous Forge world. He monitored the progress of spindly Sicarian rust stalkers and infiltrators as they silently picked their way through the shattered industriescape, stabbing Dark Mechanicum heretics in the back of their power packs, slitting feeds and cutting hooded heads from the shoulders of code-polluted tech priests. 2 leagues to the south, the Onager dune crawlers of the V-Column Adamanica Fractura had closed on Dark Mechanicum battle tank contingents. The area had been the fabricator districts of the leaning Noctroi hive, but now was a cratered, cannon-blasted wasteland of drifting smoke and crackling energies. Within the dune crawler designated Araxus 440, Omnid Tokora willed himself into the electro-amniotic tank of the vehicle's driver. 1 Lotun Kachika was interfaced with the crawler and its machine spirit, spearheading an Onager attack on a ramshackle armored division. The Dark Mechanicum ranks were made up of smoke-belching battle tanks, dozer-bladed conveyors, and spider-legged walkers. As the dune crawlers made flaming shells of the enemy tanks, scuttling over the derelicts with their crab-like legs, Tokora moved between 1 Lotun Kachika and Ipsota 6 Dramsky, the Onager's designated gunner. Rotating his Gatling launcher, Dramsky hammered rocket after rocket into a battle tank whose lightning cannon had glowed to readiness. Successive explosions tore through the tank, a final blast sending the wreckage skyward in a raging fireball. As the derelict landed and bounced back through the Dark Mechanicum lines, 1 Lotun Kachika followed it through the flames. Leading the slow, leg-stabbing crawl of a charge, Araxus 440 breached the enemy lines, drawing the fury of Dark Mechanicum tank fire down on itself. The vehicle's Emanatus force field became a globe of rancid light as Dark Mechanicum walkers and battle tanks turned the monstrosity of their energy weapons on the Onager dune crawler. Omnid Tokora felt the field integrity of the vehicle's defenses drop, even as 1 Lotun Kachika did. The dune crawler had greater problems, however. As well as the putrescent energy of the heavy beam storm, the Onager's augurs had picked up an armored conveyor, thundering towards it at ramming speed. A nightmare of spiked track, serrated dozer blades, and cyborg shock troops clinging to its twisted architecture, The conveyor bounced up and over the lips of craters before accelerating straight for the spearheading dune crawler. Stepping back and lifting a single arachnoid leg, one Lotan Kachika allowed the armored conveyor to pass before his hallowed vehicle. As the conveyor backtracked, the Skatari driver brought the tapering talon of the leg down to skewer through the conveyor's roof and troop compartment. Cybernetic shock troopers began to clamber up and across the spiked wreckage of the transport. Ipsota 6 Dramsky cycled from Gatling launcher to cannons on the turret array before hammering the enemy into blood, oil, and frag. Suddenly, another vehicle was amongst them. While the Araxes 440 attempted to extricate its leg and blast boarding shock troopers to oblivion, a spindly spider-walker had mounted the enmeshed vehicles. The dish of an irradiator burned into the Onager's armored shell from a mounting on the walker's underbelly, while the vehicle's single, monstrous claw slammed through the side of the driver's compartment. Omnit Tokora felt the breached tank empty of its electro-amniotic fluid. The crooked, crackling pincers of the spider-walker's great claw had pierced the armor plating. Extended, they arced and spat either side of one Lotan Kachika's sagging form. The compartment interior showered Kachika with sparks. Above, Tokora lived the horror of Ipsota 6 Dramsky's death, as a corruption-leaking cyborg stood over the gunner on the roof of the dune crawler and ran its rifle-mounted heavy chain blade through him. With one Lotan Kachika's biometrics faltering, Tokora assumed control of the Skitarius's workings and failing systems. In his last moments, the driver felt the machine god's presence. The motive force acted through him, and omnid Tokora through the motive force. As the crackling pincers closed about him, Tokora willed the bionics of Kachika's arm up towards the Onager's controls. With automotive power and hydraulics fading, every second was a mechanized agony as Tokora reached out with a dying gauntlet. Slamming a bank of switches down and stabbing at a thick button with an armored finger, Tokora willed one Lotan Kachika to carry out a final duty. Hauling down on a pair of plunger handles, the Skitarius initiated the vehicle's destruct sequence. Tokora would deny the Dark Mechanicum even the derelict scrap of the vehicle. The tech priest felt the machine spirit of the Araxes 440 purge its precious banks of collected battlefield data along a stream umbilical and up towards the Maestral. Overloading the vehicle's power core, Tokora felt the searing pincers of the claw arc sizzle and close, cutting one Lotan Kachika in two. Withdrawing, Tokora found his way to Rota Volatis 22, gunner of the dune crawler Hermectris 600. That was making its way up behind. As Araxes 440 exploded, a nova of detonating fuel rods, ammunition, and power enveloped the surrounding vehicles. While the pinned conveyor and a closing battle tank erupted in a chain reaction of detonations, the scaffold structure of the decimated spider-walker skittered and sparked in the flames. As the driver of the Hermectris 600 took the Onager on and Rota Volatis 22 ended the enemy walker with a neutron laser stream, the column of Adeptus Mechanicus dune crawlers stalked on through the opening in the Dark Mechanicum lines. Selected. Dentrica 2 of 3. Engaged Neural Congress. Wireless Autoshunt acquired. Uploading. Cold Wrath. Omnid Tokora traveled the dread freightways of Vulcanus Magna in phylactic communion with his warriors, vanguard Skitari whose ranks crackled with the radioactivity of their radium weaponry, rangers who climbed up through the shattered floors of hab blocks and took aim at Dark Mechanicum priests with their transuranic arquebuses. He lived the death-dealing charge of Sicarian Ruststalkers as they carved a path through hordes of corrupt Skitari temple guard. The scrap code chuntering constructs defended the contested ruin of Gamma Hydrax to the last warped soldier. While the Killclades and legions of Tokora Skitari fought on, the machine that was the traitor Forge World maintained its fell production. While Habs, entire hives and cratered deserts of orbitally bombarded ruin were given up to the Adeptus Mechanicus advance, clusters of dark Mechanicum forge temples and assembly yards toiled night and day to reproduce the forces sacrificed to Torkora's invaders. For every warped cyborg, cult thrall, and weaponized servitor the heretics lost, the gene mills and forges of Velkanos Magna brought forth 10 more replacement abominations. Worse, such invaluable installations were guarded by demon engines that savaged attacking Skitarii cohorts and tore through columns of Iron Strider engines. Even Onager Dune Crawlers struggled to survive the otherworldly savagery of these infernal machines and the droves of possessed battle automata that supported them. Above the forge temples were twisted dark Mechanicum cruisers, maintaining their suicidal station in surface-grazing orbit. The monstrous vessels blotted out the stars, replacing the light with a fell glow of their own from flight decks and holds. Repaired and sustained by the forge world's mighty shipyards, which remained in traitor hands, the disfigured cruisers protected the key production centers on Velkanos Magna from Adeptus Mechanicus arc cruisers and Skitarii ground invasions alike. Visiting warp-fueled bombardments, scything plagues of hellblades, and the airstrikes of fighter bombers on advancing legions of cybernetic soldiers, the twisted vessels ensured that clusters of forge temples maintained their horrific rates of production. Omnid Torkora, conversely, had but a few forge ships to repair and maintain his cybernetic forces, their vehicles, and their weaponry. He had nothing in the way of shipyards for the vessels of his battle-scarred fleet, or temples to provide him with reinforcements. It had been the reality of this equation that had created a stalemate scenario between the Adeptus Mechanicus and the corrupt constructs of the Dark Mechanicum for the last 344 days. Torkora's Skitarii legions were battle-hardened veterans, whose sweeping victories honored their Magos Explorator, but whose numbers he could not replace. The Dark Mechanicum forces were made up of corrupt constructs, polluted tech priests, and freakish fusions of demon and machine. They could not stand against the indomitable onslaught of Torkora's forces, but they did not have to. Moments after they fell, their warped forms were replaced by something that had been engineered, dreadfully augmented, and infused with demonic malignance in a forged temple but an hour before. With every loss and every moment the Dark Mechanicum held their production centers on the dark side of the planet, the odds turned against Omnid Torkora. The far side of the planet was a blasted mess. Tidally locked, one half of the forge world was bathed in eternal night, while the other half suffered the perpetual bleakness of day. For Omnid Torkora, blinking between Skitarii soldiers fighting demon engines in the infernal twilight between, the daylight seemed worse. In the dull glow of the distant star, the full, twisted horror of what warp storm isolation had done to the once magnificent forge world was clear. The proud industry of the planet was now a twisted malaise of crooked tower stacks and vent scrapers that poured the poison of corruption into skies once tarnished only with honest industry. The very architecture was twisted and tangled, a labyrinth of barbed buildings and razored wire, lost in soul-draining mists of damnation. The warp-saturated metal and stone assumed mind-aching shapes that honored the dark creators of the world and afflicted the servants of the Omnisire with their perversion. Reactors arced otherworldly energies that crackled across the serrated rooftops. Where chemical seas had long dried up, the air shivered above the fiery blaze of liquid metal lakes. Canals of molten iron crisscrossed the globe with a patchwork of demonic malevolence. Gene mills spawned a never-ending horde of corrupted freaks, while the temple forges, once bright centers of technological achievement, were now architectural abominations dedicated to demon overlords and the ruinous powers of the galaxy. It was in these palaces of mighty craft and endless industry, originally built to honor the machine god, that the worst atrocities had been committed against the sanctity of the machine. Temples had been turned into warp-spawn forges, fusing demonic entities to tainted workings of diabolical design. The resultant abominations stalk the Forge world, eager to indulge their hatred of everything pure and visit the destruction of their obscene weaponry upon the forces of the Adeptus Mechanicus. In the south, entire quadrants of the Forge world's industriescape have been decimated, leaving behind mangled architecture, flame-cleansed sand, and cratered waste. There, giants ruled. The arc cruisers of the Adeptus Mechanicus had blasted installations, forge temples, and construction yards from the face of the planet with apocalyptic accuracy, and the great war machines of the Centurio Ordinatus trundled through the death and destruction, their colossal tracks mulching constructs and buildings alike into the quaking ground. The Ordinati were grand expressions of the Omnisire's will. Towers and skyscraping chimneys trembled and collapsed at their approach. The beams of lesser weaponry sparked harmlessly off the great globed surfaces of dispersion fields and the supra-armored forms of the holy machines themselves. Horizons were lost in the blinding flash of blessed weaponry, delivering the wrath of the great Maker. Missiles raged up into the sky from the war machines, before dropping like thunderbolts towards their targets and blanketing enemy sectors in a catastrophic carpet of flame. The great dishes of sonic disruptors bathed forge districts in powerful energies that quaked buildings to rubble and split the earth asunder. The Forge world was not without its own warped versions of such machines. Twisted behemoths trundled and crawled across the field of battle like ancient monsters, mindlessly decimating loyalist and traitor forces alike with streams of energy drawn directly from the warp. Nova cannons blasted explosive shells between the war machines of both forces, crashing through shield and plate at near approaching the speed of light. Derelict giants ground to a halt, wreathed in flame with tech priests and soldiers spilling from emergency exits. Several even detonated, turning entire battlefields of warring constructs into frag storms of fiery destruction. Through such utter decimation, delivered from orbit, or visited upon Vulcanus Magna by the behemoth clashing of the Ordinati war machines, walked the god machines of the Collegia Titanica. While Ordinati Minoris and ferocious scout titans stalked the southern ruins, ripping through regrouping cohorts of troops and tank formations, battle titans of the Legio Interfectra and the Ionoclast clashed. Warlords and reavers of the Legio Interfectra flanked colossal Imperator titans as the Adeptus Mechanicus god machines demolished hab towers with their passing and turned subhives into decimated pyres of metal, rockcrete, and corpses. As Omnid Tokoris Skitarii legions advanced in their mountainous shadow, the titans of the Legio Interfectra engaged the monstrous deviancy of the Ionoclast. Formerly the Legio Fortiori, the machines of the Ionoclast were now warped giants of heretical design that burned with an infernal inner fire. The ground shook with their feral charge. Huge storms of dust and soot enveloped the gargantuan clashes. From within the murky maelstrom, the heavens cooked with the beams and blasts of turbo lasers and plasma annihilators. Scrap and shrapnel rained as the possessed god machines of the Ionoclast tore through warhounds and reaver battle titans with chain fists and crackling claws. From the fleet arc cruisers to the gargantuan war machines of the Centurio Ordinatus and Collegia Titanica, all were under Omnid Tokora's command. The Archmagos had plenipotentiaries and Skitarii aides attending on his tech priest captains, the Grand Master of the Legio Interfectra and the Lords Ordinatus. His word and the determinations of the Diagnostic Quorum were carried through the ranks of the Legio Cybernetica, the siege smiths of the Ordo Reductor, the war savants of the Auxilia Myrmidon, and the tech priests Dominus, who warred in the name of the Machine God. All were Tokoras to command through the word of his machine emissaries, or interfaced actions of his own. A powerful fleet and an Adeptus Mechanicus army were at his fingertips. The cold wrath of the Omnissiah was his to wield. And yet, Vulcanus Magna had not fallen to the cult Mechanicus. Selected. Dentricate 3 of 3. Engage neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Corden. With his Qatari legions, his tech priests, and an army of the Omnissiah's finest war machines at his disposal, Vulcanus Magna should have been Omnid Tokora's months before. He had the hard data, the materiel, and the indomitable will to conquer the Forge world, yet still it remained in the hands of the traitors. The Dark Mechanicum and heretics of the Forge world were skilled in their dread arts and determined to the last construct. But it was not their fell faith that had sustained them against Tokora, nor their worship of the Abistra Dynamicron, the demon entity that possessed the liquid iron core of the planet. It had been the Iron Warriors that had upset Tokora's estimates, undone his equations, and pushed his probabilities to their limits. The warsmith Idris Krendel had once led his Iron Warriors to Vulcanus Magna for supplies, infernal weaponry, and repairs. Stealing ancient knowledge and techno-artifacts from the Forge World's vaults and revealing to the Adeptus Mechanicus of Satzika Secundus the wonders of a Geller bomb, the warsmith had waited for the machine god's servants to damn themselves. Testing the terrible weapon, the tech priests of Satzika Secundus had not only weakened the Dark Mechanicum of Vulcanus Magna, but also plunged their own Forge World into a warp storm of their own making. Now, Idris Krendel had not one Forge World beneath his merciless boot, but two. Two centers of colossal industry to produce armies of slave constructs, infernal engines, weapons of mass destruction, and demon ships for the Iron Warriors' fleet. Omnid Tokora could not know what such a maniac would do with such resources, but the Iron Warriors were born conquerors, and their warsmiths brutal tyrants. Whatever Idris Krendel had planned for the galaxy, it would be celebrated in blood and iron. Of that the Magos Explorator was sure. For now, Tokora had blockaded Vulcanus Magna, but Satzika Secundus was a rich prize waiting to be plucked by the warsmith. The Arch-Magos aimed to deny Krendel the bounty of his tainted Forge world and the dark blessing of reinforcements. Arch-Magos, a tech priest said from a nearby console. Blockade runners, Sector 34. Tokora blinked back to the deck of the Diagnostic Quorum, with its humming banks and silent priests in communion with the forces on the planet's surface. Give me a visual feed, the Arch-Magos ordered. Within moments his mind was filled with the glorious vista of the Maestral's forward lancet screens. He could see what tech priest Captain Sintrek Voltram was seeing on the Ark Cruiser's command deck. The blackness of space, besmirched with the etheric static of the nearby warp storm. The nightmare of Vulcanus Magna rolling beneath the cordon of Adeptus Mechanicus warships. A patchwork of monstrous industry and utter destruction. Gaping like a blazing wound in the Forge world's surface, Omnid Tokora could see the vast rift that uncovered the demonic planetary core, exposed and raging with infernal brilliance. Across the colossal chasm, Tokora saw the scaffolding of dry docks and shipyards. In their warped and tangled midst, chaos cruisers were being constructed. The skeletal frameworks of new raiders and escort ships were visible, while system ships, Dark Mechanicum arc freighters, and Iron Warriors strike cruisers sat suspended over the molten fury of the Abistra Dynamicron in various states of repair and augmentation. Demon ships sat in scaffold webs of fell significance that marked out patterns and ruinous symbols about the possessed craft. It was from the shipyards that the blockade runners had departed. Tech priest Captain Voltram, Tokora said, but his words proceeded from the lips of a servitor stationed on the bridge. The consular unit was embedded into a column beside Voltram's throne. Arch-Magos, the tech priest captain voxed back. Identify. Dark Mechanicum Corvette, my lord, Voltram said, running behind a pair of adamantyclads. They aim to test us.
There will be no test, Tokora told his tech priest captain. You will see to it.
Yes, my lord.
Trajectory.
They're heading for the Mandeville Point, Archmagos.
Predictable. Magnify.
The Maestral's screens brought up the blockade runners in searing detail. The dark mechanicum vessels were twisted perversions with little regard for pattern or grace.
Their sublight engines stormed behind them, leaving ghostly glowing trails in the vessels' wakes as they rocketed up from the shipyards and out of orbit.
The adamantyclads were system ships with no warp capability to speak of. Their bulk was dedicated to armor plating, defensive fields, and batteries designed to hold off pursuing craft. Such vessels had been constructed and augmented with one purpose in mind, to break the Adeptus Mechanicus cordon surrounding Vulcanus Magna. Tokora knew from experience of boarding such vessels that they carried little in the way of crew. They were battering rams designed to soak up all Tokora's fleet had to throw at them, ensuring the safe delivery of the precious corvette to the Mandeville Point, where the vessel would translate into the warp. At least, it would if Omnid Tokora ever failed in frustrating such an attempt. Blockade runners had become a regular challenge, the heavily defended shipyards vomiting forth vessel after rank vessel with the intention of one day finding an opening in the cordon. Like the vessels that had preceded it into certain destruction, the corvette undoubtedly carried representative tech priests from Vulcanus Magna, sent by Idris Krendel to establish a chaotic concord with Satsika Secundus and secure a fleet of reinforcements. Most of the time, single attempts were made to breach the line of Cult Mechanicus ships stationed around the Forge World. Occasionally, several attempts were mounted simultaneously to stretch the coverage of Tokora's fleet. "Receiving messages from the Quantica and the Motive Force, my lord," Tech Priest Captain Voltram reported. "Blockade runners breaking from the surface."
"Where?"
Tokora asked. "The poles," Voltram said.
Omnid Tokora allowed himself to drift through the constellation of augmented consciousnesses, blinking into the minds of Skitari storming an immobilized Chaos Titan in the southern districts. Tokora saw secondhand the dark mechanicum vessels rising from gargantuan pit hangers at the pole. In the north, the Archmagos saw the surface from the perspective of a spindly Sicarian infiltrator. The Princeps was directing his murderous Skitari to butcher the tech priests and artisans manning an arc reactor crowning the northern pole. Prompting the infiltrator to look up from his blades and the mauled heretics crawling away from him, Tokora saw a heavily armored monitor vessel rise from a hidden dry dock ahead of a black, spiny raider. Tokora was suddenly there, on the bridge of the Motive Force, the Quantica, and the Maestral, his modulated orders erupting from the withered lips and vox-hailers of consular units.
"Engage! Nothing gets through! Nothing!"
As the blockade runners surged up from the Forge World, the arc ships of the Adeptus Mechanicus opened fire. In the silence of space, macro-cannon batteries and banks of super-heavy lasers blazed in a staggered blast that worked its way down the length of the vessels. The shields of monitors, adamantyclads, and armored system ships took the onslaught, crackling and glowing to a furious nimbus of light.
"Again," Tokora ordered, "and again."
The Archmagos knew that in the gunnery sections, deck priests would be orchestrating the labors of monstrously augmented servitors and the priming of the cannons whose barrels protruded from the sides of the arc cruiser. As the Maestral and her flanking escort ships fired again, the shielding of the adamantyclads flashed to overload and critical failure. The vessels took the beams and blasts head-on, the apocalyptic energies punching through the reinforced plating of prows and down through the length of the ships. One detonated, a beam cutting through its superstructure and triggering the explosion of its raging sublight engines. As the blinding flash momentarily bleached the void and then subsided, the second adamantyclad disintegrated, falling away from the corvette in blazing sections. Fearlessly, the dark mechanicum corvette surged on towards the Maestral. Tokora knew why. The tech priests and heretics on board would rather face the doom of the Ark Cruiser's broadside than report failure to their merciless Iron Warriors' overlords.
Grant them the Machine God's absolution, the Archmagos ordered.
Tokora watched as the twisted corvette disappeared in a blanket of white. The blaze of cannon fire enveloped the ship like a storm. As filters and screens compensated and the energy blast of the broadside faded, Omnid Tokora saw that the blockade runner was gone, wiped clean from the darkness of the void.
Motive force, Tokora said. Quantica, report.
Blockade runners neutralized,
Tech Priest Captain Verid of the Motive Force reported.
Quantica, respond. Defense monitors destroyed, Archmagos,
Parsimon of the Quantica told him. The Tech Priest Captain hesitated.
But an Infidel-class raider made it through the cordon.
Parsimon.
It has sustained damage and is currently being swarmed by interceptors from the carrier bays of the Haptis.
Nothing gets through, Captain,
Omnid Tokora warned Parsimon.
Yes, my lord.
Have the Haptis break station,
the Archmagos ordered,
and authorize Tech Priest Captain Bitterus to run the raider down and destroy it.
Affirmative, my lord.
The diagnostic quorum faded. The static of Vox feeds bled away. Omnid Tokora sank back into communion with the servants of the Omnisire, fighting for their lives and functionality down on the planet below. The forces of Chaos were not only testing the Adeptus Mechanicus in the void. The war for Vulcanus Magna raged on. The once sacred soil of the Forge World had been bathed in the corruption of the warp storm that had enveloped it. The very core of the planet was possessed by a monstrous entity of the ether, its molten pollution running through every furnace and forge. It was a part of everything. Every weapon, vessel, building, and cybernetic soldier had been blessed with iron from its demonic form. The contaminated priesthood of the Dark Mechanicum had poisoned the planet further with their heretechnologies and worship of the Abistra Dynamicron. Now, the Chaos Space Marines of the Iron Warriors Legion held sway. Idris Krendel bending the demon, the possessed planet, and the Dark Mechanicum to his unbreakable will. Tokora moved from Skitarius to Skitarius, from Officer Alphas and Princeps to the cybernetic soldiers who fought their way across the planetary surface, from crawler columns to Sidonian dragoons, charging through clouds of incense on their iron strider engines. Holy warriors of the Machine God, their gleaming warplate and crimson cloaks were no more. Their armor was dented and beam-scorched. Their great cloaks were tattered remnants, streaming behind them like battle standards that refused to fall. Their workings were shattered, and their bionics exposed, but on they fought. Their indomitable steps taking them from battle to battle. For half a year they had striven to return Vulcanus Magna to the rust-red Empire of Mars. For half a year they had fought beside tech priests, battle automata, and colossal war machines for the glory of the Great Maker. However, they had never before faced enemies like the Iron Warriors. What had once been an industry escape that covered the planet with its endless toil and production was now a war zone. Omnid Tokora had blasted entire sectors to oblivion with the apocalyptic weaponry of his Ark Cruisers and Ordinati. He had walked with the god machines of the Collegia Titanica, through his consular units on the command decks of Reavers and Warlords, razing hives and temples to the ground. His legions of Skitari soldiers had mulched cadaver constructs into the ground with the cold determination of their progress. In their wake, the cybernetic soldiers left a mangled wasteland of blasted buildings, warped wreckage, and flesh-fused scrap. Between the cratered expanses of flame and wreckage-strewn wilderness, the Iron Warriors had laid their claim. Bringing the tactical genius of their demon Primarch and the experience of an eternity of sieges, fought, and won, the Chaos Space Marines had been quick to secure the Forge World's key strategic sites. The Forge Temple Principle, shipyards, spaceports, reactor complexes, forges, and assembly yards. The Habstacks and hives of Vulcanus Magna were allowed to burn, along with the blasted devastation of districts and installations deemed not worth defending. While the production powerhouses of the capital forges continued to spew out the corruption of Dark Mechanicum Scitari, gun servitors, battle automata, and demon engines, Idris Krendel and his obliterati warband oversaw the transformation of the traitor forge world. Forge temples, ports, and gargantuan assembly yards became mangled fortresses, these key installations now surrounded by colossal embankments of scrap and demolished rockcrete. Possessed giga-machinery, dozers and heavy-duty hump freighters toiled round the clock to build mountainous bulwarks of twisted metal and smashed stone about strategic sites of ongoing production. Bodies, bones, and the mangled workings of smashed constructs filled the gaps between macro girders and shattered wall sections. Cementing the sloping walls of wreckage was molten iron that welled its demonic way up through the towering mounds of warped destruction, cooling to a metallic, scrap-embedded shell. From orbit, such fortifications appeared like clusters of fat, dormant volcanoes, housing forge temples and monstrous installations within. On the ground, the similarity was even more striking, with bubbling springs of molten metal erupting from the mountainous scrap faces and streaming down the slope towards the Adeptus Mechanicus forces, mounting uphill assaults. Takora had lost so many cybernetic soldiers on those slopes. Streams of molten iron had carried them away in deluges of demonic fury. Twisted gun emplacements opened fire upon ascending cohorts from elevated positions, camouflaged by the surrounding scrap. Artillery rained down on them from siege mortars, cannons and bombards launching their salvos of warped death and destruction from within the embankment walls. When Takora's Scutari cohorts and Killclades did manage to reach the summit ridge, they found the inner slopes to be swarming with Dark Mechanicum constructs. The Archmagos had even lost Titans and colossal Ordinatus war machines to assaults on the fortress forges. The monstrous and ancient form of the Ordinatus Helicon was a shattered wreck smouldering in the shadow of one such embankment. The demolished god form of the Bellum Indomitat lay at the foot of another, the battle for the Titan's hallowed scrap being fought by Scutari from the 10 of 17 Auxiliax Itinerari, and a small sea of code-screeching tech thralls that spilled over the rim of the ridge to claim the wreckage. Idris Krendel and his Iron Warriors orchestrated their side of the devastation from their strike cruisers, destroyers, and the battle barge Forgebreaker. Such vessels, along with the demon ships and twisted arc cruisers of the Dark Mechanicum, held perilous station above the monstrous fortifications. From low orbit, the vessels added the apocalyptic firepower of their cannon batteries to the defenses, felling the Titan god machines and colossal weaponry of the Centurio Ordinatus upon approach. Through the optics of Scutari soldiers about to die, Takora had watched smoke-spewing gunships and rusted landers descend from the Iron Warriors' vessels. When the Adeptus Mechanicus forces made headway against the code-shrieking hordes of Dark Mechanicum constructs, the obliterati would descend. Bearing a warped curse of the flesh, Krendel's Iron Warriors were monsters indeed. Brutally malformed, the Chaos Space Marines had outgrown the limitations of their armor. Shattered helms revealed the smeared flesh of ghastly faces. Muscles and sinew had burst obscenely from the tarnished ceramite of their power armor, giving the Iron Warriors a hunched and savage appearance. Their arms were great grotesque claws of flesh metal, or club appendages, from which erupted the gaping barrels of heavy weaponry, spawned straight from the ruinous temples of their own bodies. Armored plates seemed embedded in the horrific brawn of their forms. They were abominations, hulking perversions of what they had once been. Enhanced. Afflicted. As one with their weapons. When they took to the field of battle, they killed with a bitter, hate-fueled ferocity. For the obliterati, it was not enough to end a foe. Tokora's doomed Scutari were crushed, torched and blasted to shreds. Targets were not executed with the economy of a single shot, but were utterly annihilated, hammered into the ground by a storm of iron. The long-lost nobility of the Iron Warrior's hideous features contorted about the insanity of battle roars and bellows. Within the warped flesh of their faces, however, their eyes burned with a dark intelligence. Like all servants of havoc and ruin, they were out of their minds, but Crendel's obliterators were precision monsters. Angles were estimated, cover was utilized, strategies were employed to devastating effect. As Vanguard Skitarii were clawed into butchered bionics and bloody workings, Omnid Tokora withdrew. The Archmagos took with him the last moments of Alphas and their cybernetic soldiers as they were lost in the shredding hail of gunfire, lasbeams and storm fronts of tainted flame. There was still a lot to be learned and much data to be gathered from such deaths. Tactics could be adapted and future approaches calibrated. For Tokora, it was still not a pleasant experience living the last savage moments of a life, feeling the Iron Warriors simultaneously indulge their ancient hate and the physical power of their warp-diseased bodies. The Archmagos was not the only one to study his enemy's strategies. While the Iron Warriors fortified the districts and temples they needed to keep Vulcanus Magna and hold off the Adeptus Mechanicus, their own assaults demonstrated skill and dark calculation. Monitoring the frequency and outcome of such offensive maneuvers, Tokora came to the conclusion that Idris Crendel was not to be underestimated. Most of the time, hordes of rancid constructs were dispatched to frustrate the regrouping of Skitarii legions and delay the colossal machinery of war. Crendel did not waste materiel and the fetid lives of Dark Mechanicum creations on retaking target installations and areas that had no strategic advantage. The Orticus Chasma deep core mines were different. 0010. Selected. Dentrica 1 of 3. Engage neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Illogical.
Captain Bitterus of the Haptis for you, Archmagos,
a diagnostic quorum priest informed Tokora.
Patch him through.
At once, my lord.
Tokora waited for his vox channel to switch frequency.
Captain Bitterus, Tokora said, I sincerely hope you have good news for us.
I was not aware failure was an option, Archmagos,
tech priest Captain Bitterus said, the metallic drone of his voice warped and crackling with the vox relay.
Report. The Haptis managed to draw level with the blockade runner,
Bitterus said.
There was a brief engagement, my lord. I regret to inform you of some minor damage sustained by this blessed vessel.
The blockade runner, Captain,
Tokora said, urging Bitterus to complete his report. Amongst the cascade of code, scrolling down before his optics, every imperative issued, casualty suffered and victory secured on the battle-ravaged planet below, the tech priest had identified something that demanded his immediate attention.
Be brief. The Infidel-class raider is no more, my lord,
Captain Bitterus said finally.
She was crippled by our interceptors. My vessel's cannons delivered the judgment of the Omnisire. I would like to nominate my gunnery crews and servitor pilots for Class 2 file commendations and—
That vessel breached the cordon and almost made it to the system's Mandeville point.
Omnid Tokora warned Bitterus.
If it had succeeded, it would have carried missives to Satseeker Secundus, establishing a concord and requesting reinforcements. Think on that, Tech Priest Captain, before you begin allocating recognitions.
Yes, Archmagos.
Have the Haptis returned to her station, Tokora ordered.
As you command, Arch.
Tokora cut the channel dead and returned to his feeds, the deluge of data in which his cogitators were drowning. Servos skull-picked feeds, Skitarii vox missions, and binaric code streams uploaded from the planet's surface. One particular piece of data drew his attention.
Sector 77 again,
Tokora said, the cold modulations of his voice carrying across the darkened chamber.
Skitarii Rangers report a build-up of troops on the Euphracta Fossae,
a tech priest said, standing and pulling back his hood to reveal the baroque mask and rebreather within. Another took to his feet before his console, and then another. The Drastok 414 redifracts, laying siege to Forge Temple Faratoi, have identified a large column of vehicles leaving the installation, the second diagnostic quorum tech priest said. They did not engage Arskitari. Alpha Conduis could not spare forces to pursue. He reports them taking a south-southwest heading at speed.
Air support,
Omni Takora put to the third. He had seen this pattern before in the same sector. A temple wing out of Autolica disengaged from battle with marauders from the Tarantis, 8 of 70. The tech priest said, his trioptics blinking. Servitor pilots identified the maneuver as illogical, given the temple wing's successes.
Heading,
Tokora asked. Inbound, sector 77. The tech priest said before all three resumed their thrones.
They're coming for Autarchus Chasma again,
Tokora said.
Advise your charges in the area. There is going to be an attack.
Selected. Dentrica 2 of 3. Engage Neural Congress. Wireless autoshunt acquired. Uploading. The Omnisire forbids it. There should have been nothing unusual about the Autarchus Chasma, deep core mines. The Planum Autarchus was an ancient mining field, its surface riddled with vast, gaping holes as black as the depths of space. Long exhausted of their mineral bounty, the deep core mines were all but abandoned. Omnid Tokora had made it a priority to take the district early in the war and secure its colossal main shaft. The Autarchus Chasma was an ancient excavation that ran deep into the Forge World's rocky crust and mantle. As a target, it was without strategic merit, and yet Omnid Tokora fortified the derelict mining operations with some of the best Skitari soldiers and Adeptus Mechanicus materiel at his disposal. The fortification of a worthless site had not gone unnoticed by some of Tokora's diagnostic quorum priests and the Skitari officers with whom they maintained phylactic communion. It had intrigued the enemy also. Routinely, the forces of the Dark Mechanicum were sent to breach the defences around the Autarchus Chasma.